Results from the first round of French parliamentary elections today suggest a second-round landslide ahead for President Jacques Chirac's center-right party. Today's vote was bad for the outgoing socialist, bad for the far-right National Front, and bad for women. France has adopted a so-called parity law to create legislatures with equal numbers of men and women. Local elections have brought more women into municipal councils, but in choosing candidates for National Assembly seats, major parties gave the parity law the runaround. And, as NPR's Nick Spicer reports, they're willing to pay for it.
Françoise de Panafieux is an exceptional woman politician.
Elle est jolie votre boutique, elle est jolie votre vitrine. Vraiment.
It's not the way she oohed and aahed at this store owner's window display, angling for any and every vote. It's the fact that she ran without her party seal of approval and against its official candidate, a 75-year-old man who's held office for 3 decades. In this wealthy Paris district, many more first-round voters cast their ballots for de Panafieux than the incumbent. With her past experience as a government minister and her family's illustrious political lineage, she might have seemed an obvious choice. But her center-right party passed her by. De Panafieux said this was to be expected.
The men, political men, don't like so much women, French women, in politics because they find that they are quite independent. Not like soldiers, you know. They do not always obey orders, and they want to be free, and our men do not like this.
The men who select candidates for her party, the Union for a Presidential Majority, chose 4 men for every woman. That's in violation of the spirit and letter of the parity law, so the party will forfeit up to $2 million worth of government campaign financing. Even the socialists who drafted the law fielded fewer than 40% women candidates. Parity advocates fear that after next Sunday's second round, women will win at most 1/5 of the seats in the National Assembly. Françoise Pelissolo says men in power want to stay in power.
Mais la loi, elle a ses limites, dans la mesure où on se dit aussi, après tout, dans une démocratie, est-ce qu'il faut tout régir par la loi?
It's hard to explain why the parties aren't applying the law, except that parties with the most incumbents are having the hardest time in finding districts to field women candidates, because the men who are currently in office won't give up their spot for a woman.
Pelissolo says the parties which best apply the parity law are on the political extremes, left and right. They don't expect their candidates to win anyway, and their survival depends on government financing. Jeanine Mossu-Laveau, who wrote a book on parity, says mainstream parties often send the women they do field into districts where their opponents are firmly entrenched. These women are, in effect, being sent out on suicide missions. Mossu-Laveau says it's a different story in districts where parties think their chances are good.
So if they think that it's better in one place to present a man well-known, what we call an elite, rather than a woman which is less known, they don't hesitate, you know, between the two things.
They pick the man. Mossu-Laveau explains that while parties lose money for not fielding women, they receive government funding for every seat they win. If they think their men can win, they can make up money lost for not applying parity. But Mossu-Laveau says parties' attachment to men could backfire. French voters are increasingly hostile towards their political establishment. Analysts say this hostility led to the strong showing by the far-right leader Jean-Marie Le Pen in the recent presidential election. Mossu-Laveau says new female faces could help fight voter disaffection.
I think that presenting women contribute to make the National Assembly more similar, more close to the population, you know.
Mossu-Laveau is hopeful she won't rule out a woman president one day, but she says it will take a long time to break into the French old boys network. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.